Today we're building and polishing a riser in Ableton Live 12 for that pirate radio, jungle, old school DNB kind of energy. So not a glossy EDM lift, not some polite cinematic whoosh. We want something gritty, tense, a little unstable, and ready to slam straight into a break or bass switch. The big idea here is simple. In drum and bass, a riser is not just something that goes up. It's a tension tool. It should feel like the track is leaning forward, like the system is warming up, like the crowd is about to hear the reload. If we get this right, the drop feels faster, harder, and more urgent without actually changing the tempo. Let's start with the source sound. For this style, I do not want to begin with a super clean riser sample unless I plan to dirty it up heavily. A better starting point is either noise, a chopped break texture, or a synth tone that has some harmonics to push around. A really solid stock Ableton approach is operator set to noise. So create a MIDI track and load operator. Turn the main oscillator to noise, and if you want, switch off the other oscillators for now. Then hold a long note, maybe 2 bars or 4 bars depending on the transition. We're not trying to make it exciting yet. We are just giving ourselves a sound source we can shape. Now shape the envelope so it behaves like a sustained build. Keep the attack at 0, set the decay long enough to sustain. Keep sustain up, and give it a release that's not too abrupt, that gives you a controlled bed of noise that can become your riser. From there, the real movement begins with filtering. Drop auto filter after operator. This is where the rise starts to feel like a rise. For jungle and old school DNB, I often like a high pass or a band pass depending on the vibe. If you want a cleaner lift, use high pass. If you want more of that tunnel, pirate radio pressure, band pass is excellent, because it narrows the sound and makes it feel more claustrophobic and urgent. Start the filter low. Something in the rough range of a few hundred hertz is fine. Then sweep it upward over the build. By the end, you might be all the way up in the upper highs. If this is an 8-bar build, let the filter open gradually across the full phrase. If it's a shorter build, compress that motion into 2 to 4 bars. And here's a good teacher tip. Don't automate everything at the same speed. If the whole thing ramps evenly for 8 bars, the ear adapts. Instead, leave a little restraint in the middle, then push harder near the end. That contrast is what makes the final part feel like it's about to break loose. If your source is tonal rather than pure noise, add pitch movement too. A riser gets more urgent when pitch and filter are rising together. You can automate transpose, use pitch envelopes, or simply build a note that climbs over the phrase. Even a small rise of 1 or 2 octaves can make a big difference. If you're using pure noise, pitch is less important, so focus more on the filter, distortion, and space. Next, let's dirty it up. Pirate radio energy is not clean. It's rough around the edges, and that's part of the charm. Put saturator after the filter and push it a bit. You don't need to obliterate the sound, but a few dB of drive can give it heat and attitude. Keep soft clip on if you want it to behave a little more safely. Then listen for that edge that makes it feel less sterile. If you want even more grime, add redux after saturator. This is one of those moves that can instantly push a sound into that rough digital territory. Use it subtly. You want texture, not digital mush. A little bit of bit reduction or downsampling can make the riser feel older, dirtier, and more in line with old-school break culture. Now we bring in motion and tension with echo. Echo is great here, because it adds movement without turning the build into a glossy trance effect. Put it after the dirt stage and set the timing to something musical, like a synced eighth or quarter note, or a dotted value if you want extra push. Keep the feedback moderate, and don't overdo the dry/wet. We want the echoes to thicken the build, not swallow it. A useful trick is to let the feedback creep up toward the end of the phrase. Not a huge amount, just enough so the space starts to feel a little more unstable right before the drop. That fits the pirate radio thing really well, because it feels a bit messy, a bit live, a bit like the system is being pushed. After that, use reverb or hybrid reverb to give the riser some lift and dimension. Again, don't drown it. DNB is fast and rhythmically dense, so if the riser gets too wet, it can blur the groove and step on the drums. A medium decay, a small pre-delay, and a controlled wet amount is usually enough. If you want more control, put the reverb on a return track and automate the send during the build. That's often cleaner and more mix-friendly than inserting a huge reverb directly on the sound. Now let's talk about the part that gives the riser its character. A convincing jungle riser usually works because several small things are happening at once. The tone opens up, the grit increases, the stereo image widens, the echoes get a bit more chaotic, and the final bar becomes more urgent. Think layers, not one giant effect. One really nice way to add character is to create a second layer underneath the main riser. This could be vinyl hiss, a reversed crash, a chopped amen tail, a vocal stab, or even some field-recorded noise. Process that second layer with EQ8 to remove low end, maybe below 150 to 250 Hz, then add a bit of saturation and possibly auto filter sweeping upward as well. Keep this layer low in the mix. It shouldn't announce itself as a separate effect. It should just make the whole transition feel more alive and more rooted in the culture. If you want a heavier version, you can also add drum bus to that layer or even to the main chain. That can give a nice punchy density and a little extra bite, especially if the source has transient content like a break fragment or a crash. Speaking of arrangement, this matters a lot. A riser should support the drop, not fight it. So after you've built the sound design, put it in context with your breakbeats and bassline. Jungle and old school DNB often have busy drums, so you need to make sure the riser doesn't clutter the top end or add too much low-end fog. This is where EQ8 and utility become essential. Use EQ8 to clean up the bottom. High pass earlier than you think if needed. In this style, sub-energy belongs to the drop, not the build. If there's harshness around the upper mids, smooth that out a little. And if the riser needs a tiny bit more air at the very end, a gentle high shelf can help, but don't overdo it. You want excitement, not brittle fizz. Utility is great for stereo checking. Make sure the low end is centered and minimal, and don't let the riser get absurdly wide unless that's the intentional effect. Sometimes narrowing the image early and widening it only near the end creates a stronger sense of release. Now, one of the most important moves in this style is the last beat before the drop. Let it breathe. A tiny gap, a sudden cut, or a stripped-down ending often hits harder than adding yet another layer. That pause gives the crowd a second to inhale before the bass lands. In jungle and old-school DNB, that kind of negative space is powerful. You can do this with a hard mute using utility, or by automating the volume down right before the drop. You can also pair the riser with a final impact, a snare roll stop, a reverse crash, a tape stop, a sub drop, or a short hit layered with a kick or a tom. The point is to make the transition feel intentional. The riser is the climb, and that final stop or impact is the handoff into the drop. If you want a specific stock device chain to try, here's a great starting point. Operator, then auto filter, then saturator, then redux, then echo, then reverb, then EQ8, then utility. If you want more aggression, slip drum bus in before the EQ. Let me give you a few quick style options too. If you want a broken transmitter feel, keep the source clean at first, then make it unstable with subtle redux, a slightly uneven filter sweep, tiny pitch drift, and a short feedback burst in the final half bar. That gives you a nervous, radio interference type vibe. If you want an amen chop riser, use a sliced break fragment in simpler, stretch one piece across a few bars, filter it upward, and layer noise under it. That's really effective when you want the transition to feel connected to the drums rather than like a separate effect. If you want the full Pirate Radio hype version, layer noise, a vocal stab, and maybe a short impact, then automate delay feedback and width as you approach the drop. End with a hard stop or a reverse tail. That one is designed to scream rewind energy. A quick mistake to avoid: don't make the riser too clean. If it sounds like a polished festival build, add texture. Also avoid letting the low end build up during the rise. That mud steals space from the drop. And don't rely on only one parameter changing, because a good riser is usually a combination of filter movement, harmonic distortion, stereo motion, and space. The best way to think about it is this: one strong movement per device is usually more effective than five tiny changes nobody can feel. So give each element a clear job. Filter opens, saturation grows, echo gets a little unstable, reverb adds lift, EQ cleans the low end, utility manages width. That's a focused build. Here's a simple practice exercise. Make three versions of the same riser in one project. First, a clean tension version with just noise, filtering, light saturation, and gentle space. Second, a gritty jungle version with a chopped break fragment, distortion, redux, echo, and bandpass movement. Third, a Pirate Radio hype version with noise, a vocal stab, delay throws, stereo widening, and a last beat stop. Put each one before the same drop and compare how they feel against the drums and bass. The goal is not just to make something that sounds impressive in solo. The goal is to make something that creates anticipation in the arrangement. The strongest riser is the one that makes the drop feel bigger, not the one with the most effects on it. So remember the big formula: textured source, filter automation, controlled grit, careful echo and reverb, low-end cleanup, and a sharp transition into the drop. Keep it urgent, dirty, and rhythmic. That's the sound of Pirate Radio Jungle Tension done right. If you want, I can next turn this into a tighter voiceover version with natural pauses for recording, or make it into a full lesson script with section timings.